Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here on a Tuesday morning, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working and helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, click on the like button and then jump in the chat room and converse with us, just like a whole bunch of folks are doing right now, including Cousin Vinny. He's done searching for Russian submarines on the river, and he said, and that's a good thing. All right. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, here we go again. Another story from California. I'm not sure if this is the Republican Party national or if it's the Republican Party of California, but a lawsuit has been filed by Republicans in an attempt to stop California Governor Newsom's mail-in ballot project.
Yes, Captain, yes. This is from the Republican National Committee and the National Republican Congressional Committee and the California Republican Party. They're the ones that are party to this lawsuit that is coming against Governor Newsom and what they call a brazen power grab that was not authorized by the state law and violates the Elections Clause and Electors Clause of the U.S. Constitution, according to their complaint. And Governor Newsom, Captain, I want to share this quote with everybody. He says, "Elections and the right to vote are foundational to our democracy." He says, "No Californian should be forced to risk their health," that's key, "in order to exercise their right to vote." Well, you know, Captain, see, because what he's going to do, he's going to mail a ballot to everybody in California, and essentially sort of by executive order. But my question is this. The governor actually even says nobody should risk their health to have to go vote. But yet, if I want to get milk or if I want to get groceries, I pretty much have to go risk my health to go to the grocery store, and I have to do it over and over and over again during the lockdown. So wait a minute. It seems like I'm at greater risk always going out to get something that I really need versus something where I could go one time to go vote if I wanted to. And by the way, there's already a mail-by-vote or a vote-by-mail thing in place. It's called the absentee ballot.
Right.
And anybody who doesn't want to go vote can get an absentee ballot. It's that simple.
That is correct. And the other thing is we have one person and it popped up over the weekend that was sent 80 mail-in ballots, 80 absentee mail-in ballots for people that lived at the same address, and there weren't 80 people that lived there, number one, but they all lived at the same address, and you would have thought that would have been picked up by a computer or something.
No kidding. In other words, what confidence level can we have from the state governor other than, you know, this grandiose terminology that would actually make people feel like, okay, well, this can be a secure system. You know, Captain, the stimulus checks, they sent stimulus checks to deceased people as well. And that's trying to make the best efforts they could to try to get people money in an emergency. And still it's fraught with peril and fraught with mistakes like that. So, my goodness, what does it mean to have all those ballots go out? And then who counts? How are they going to be counted? How are they going to be verified? And do you are you even eligible to vote if everybody gets a ballot?
Yeah. Now, the president is doing quite well fundraising from what we've been hearing and seeing, and he's currently outspending Joe Biden 3-1 in campaign ads, as recent polls right now are showing that the president is leading in the battleground states, very important, and gaining in others where we had this big Biden lead, which I really thought was suspectful, by 10 points here and 8 points there and 9 points there. That's all down now to very low numbers, if Biden is leading at all.
Well, sure, and you know that's the narrative, you know, that some are trying to create, the narrative that somehow Biden is just the government in waiting. You know, we're just going to elect a Democrat now because reasons about Trump, that kind of thing. But none of that's holding any water at all. And you know, and yes, Trump is spending more than Biden. I think he's going to raise a lot more money, obviously, than Biden. I'm starting to see. In fact, I saw an ad. I think it was that evening after Biden made his "You Ain't Black" remark on the radio show, and the Trump campaign was already capitalizing on it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is we're hearing from China, the woman they call the Batwoman.
Yes.
She's warning that coronavirus is just the tip of the iceberg, but there may be a second wave coming, and it may not be coronavirus.
Yes, exactly. She's saying essentially that they're learning about unknown viruses carried by wild animals and this kind of stuff. And, you know, this is, I think a lot of people were wondering, why were they trying to get viruses from bats in the first place? It's a good question.
Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at SurvivalistCamps.com. That's SurvivalistCamps.com. Trust your family's survival to SurvivalistCamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, this coming weekend, the 30th and 31st, I will be down at the Port Charlotte County Fairgrounds in Port Charlotte, for Charlotte County, and I'll be at the Two Guys Gun Show. And I'll be there Saturday, I might add, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the first day of the gun show. I'm going to get there around 9 a.m., and I'm probably going to stay till about 1 or 2, and then I'll leave because I'll be going down straight from getting off the airwaves on the show. It's about a 2.5-hour drive down there for me from up here. So there you go. But I look forward to seeing the people in our southern audience down there, Charlotte County. I'll also be doing a radio interview on the Charlotte County, what is it called? Charlotte County Talk of the Day or something like that with my buddy Ken Lovejoy down there in the local station. So you'll hear me on that come Friday. And look forward to seeing some of our friends down there in Port Charlotte and come on out and take a look at all the guns they've got, the new guns, the antique guns, as well as the knives. They've got a large collection of knives, too. And they'll also trade. They do some trading there as well as some buying and selling and whatnot, so it's all pretty neat if you're into guns or outdoor activities. There's going to be some outdoor exhibitors there as well. So that's the Charlotte County Fairgrounds in Port Charlotte down there on Saturday, and the show goes Saturday and Sunday, but I'll be there Saturday, 9 to 3, and both days the shows are 9 to 3. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
China's Batwoman. Warning that the coronavirus is just the tip of the iceberg. And talking about, you said something about animals, and I was doing a little searching while you were talking. And what kind of wild animals are we talking here again? This isn't from these wet markets again, is it?
No, what I understand, it has to be like the exotic type of animals that she believes, and just animals in the wild. So she's basically talking about if we don't study them, there could be possibly another outbreak. Because typically, at least from my understanding, and I'm not a research scientist at all, but I understand generally that usually viruses don't jump between animals and humans necessarily. Sometimes they do, but generally speaking, no. So that's why I think a lot of people are scratching their heads about the Wuhan virus, because if it came from a bat, it was extracted somehow, and that's how it all became, that's how people got infected in the first place.
All right, well, we're going to take a call because I know this is a question asker, so let's find out what's going on. Bagam and Bob, what's your question?
Hello, Captain.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? It's Kyle.
Hey.
Anyway, on the voting thing, which I think it's time to reform the national elections. In other words, the states can have their own stuff for the local elections and like that, but for the presidency and then maybe the congressional elections, it just has to be done verifiably online, vote by Social Security number, upload a couple of forms of ID, and then they can send them a username, and then you can put in a username and password and have like a 3-day voting window where you just do it for 3 days. It's just too messy as it is. All right.
Well, that's an interesting project, Kyle, but then again, what do you do with all the people that don't have computers, and there's a bunch of them still?
Well, exactly. But basically what the argument would be in terms of having any kind of what Beckham and Bob is talking about there, with the idea of at least having some being identified that you are the voter, the argument goes on the Democrat side essentially that now you're disenfranchising voters. But yet there's got to be a way to do that. We all get driver's licenses. We all get stuff like that. I'm not talking about a license to vote, but I am talking about a system whereby we would at least minimize the fraud that we know goes on already.
What do Chicago and St. Louis have in common besides the fact that there was a lot of shooting going on this weekend?
Well, I would think they're both big Democrat cities.
You are absolutely right. And unfortunately, between Chicago and between St. Louis over the weekend, you had 26 people shot and killed, and you had 36 people shot and wounded between the two cities.
So it's just it's very, very sad, first and foremost. But unfortunately, these are the kinds of stories we were used to hearing even before the big lockdown, and now we're starting to see them again, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's not getting any better because these are younger people that are doing this, the gangs. By the way, the VA secretary, Mr. Wilkie, said that the veteran cemeteries never did fully close due to the virus. Families were allowed access to come in to see their loved ones' graves, and I did notice that yesterday when I was at Bay Pines, as well as when I was down at Sarasota. A lot of families were there. Now, some of them weren't what's called members of the immediate family. They were friends or relatives, further down the line, but that's okay. I mean, if you want to come in and you want to see your loved ones, that's something you should do.
Well, of course, absolutely. I believe he was talking about that the families have had access. They've also had access when they've had the burials, he says. They haven't had the Department of Defense honor guards during this time period, but they have been, conducting the burial ceremonies, which I know a lot of people across the nation, those things have been very, very up in the air because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, and I want to say hello to a new member of the group, Nelson, in Houston, Texas. Good morning, Nelson. Enjoy the privilege that you just had bestowed upon you. He's now a member of the official Captain's America Third Watch Army in there. So there you go. Now, so things weren't as bad as what they said they were going to be at the veteran cemeteries, and that's a good thing. I didn't know what I was going to expect to see when I got there, I'll tell you that. All right, the World Health Organization has temporarily halted the use of hydroxychloroquine and the trials they had for the coronavirus treatments. You know, all they're doing is shooting themselves in the foot again.
Well, exactly right. You know, they want to, you know, find out if it's safe, they say, and this kind of thing. But, again, this whole thing with how to treat coronavirus has been so politicized that I don't think anybody is really taking what the World Health Organization says very seriously anymore. I think they really want to know what actual doctors on the front lines are saying about it. And certainly we know the president has been taking it. He's may have already stopped, according to the reports from a few days ago. But others, I think, had been taking it as well. They were using it as a treatment regimen in many cases.
Yeah. Now, the Department of Justice sent a letter to the state of Nevada warning them about unequal treatment of churches. I wonder what's going to happen there.
Well, this is very, very interesting, Captain, because if you are going to treat church services differently than you would treat other kinds of gatherings or other kinds of activity, and especially in this regard, if the government feels the need to restrict these kinds of things, they need to put the least amount of restrictions on it. And in the case of church services, it just seems to be pretty heavy-handed. Even though here in California we're getting some new guidelines, evidently, from the state regarding how you could have a church service here in California, but I think the political damage is already done. People have seen that there seems to be a real bias for people going to church rather than, and here we go again, going to a big box, you know, a hardware store. That's, you know, it seems like you're interacting with more people there in a much different way, much more close quarters than a controlled environment at a church.
Now, with all of this being locked in your homes and this, that, and the other, and being told you can't go out and can't do this, we're expecting a baby boom, I suppose, right?
Possibly, yes. Yeah, the coronavirus baby boom, yeah.
Well, what would you say if I told you that what might happen is actually the exact opposite, and that is that divorce rates are expected to skyrocket amidst the lockdowns?
Well, yeah, you never know, and unfortunately that would be a bad byproduct of all this. But I think part of that is because people are sort of...
They're arguing over money.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Especially, let's say you're a small business owner, but you're not allowed to open your business. What are you going to say to your spouse or, you know, your significant other? What are you going to say? I'm sorry, we have no income coming in. Well, you get a stimulus check. Well, but that doesn't pay the payroll. It doesn't pay the rent.
Yep, they're arguing over money. That's what one of the biggest causes is, I think, of divorces anywhere. At least I've heard that anyway. Now, we're going to be coming up. Here we go. We're coming up on our break, so make sure you tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow, so you have yourself a great day.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him and very much and what he does for the program. And trucking on into the night we go, coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff to talk about there. And, of course, the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt still in the news. Gee whiz. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Ever.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. More than 600 of the nation's physicians sent a letter to President Trump this week calling the coronavirus shutdowns a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing negative health consequences to millions of non-COVID patients. Simone Gold, MD, an emergency medicine specialist in Los Angeles, said that downstream health effects are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is a magnitude of errors. She said suicide hotline phone calls have increased over 600%, and other silent casualties include 150,000 Americans per month who would have had new cancer detected through routine screenings. From missed cancer diagnoses to untreated heart attacks and strokes to the risk of increased suicides, they are alarmed at what appears to be a lack of consideration for the future of health patients. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends over at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, a place where you can go and learn a tremendous trade if you don't already have one and you want to make some money and you want to make some big money with great benefits. Check them out right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we all know that the job market out there today is not necessarily what it could be. But if you're willing to take the bull by the horns and take a look at your career and take a look at what you would like to do in life, and maybe you might want to make, say, $60,000 a year to start or a whole lot more, then I want you to go to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. That is the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. And then, when you get done with that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, why give them a call? Because you're going to want to schedule a tour with them at one of their two locations, either the one up in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, across the bay, across the Tampa Bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. But you want to schedule a tour and see what they're all about. You're going to like what you see. So the website, NAA.edu, or the phone number, 800-659-2080. Now, I've been asked to put this information back out again by the VA as well as the Florida Military Veterans Organizations. There's two things, two phone numbers I'm going to give you. One is if you are a veteran and you're having problems with money. There is a telephone line for the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance. And that number is as follows, 800-827-0648. I'll say it again, 800-827-0648. That is the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line. That is for veterans only. Now, for active duty military, we have a different number. It's the COVID-19 hotline. And this would cover any problems that you're currently having. The number is 866-779-6121. That's 866-779-6121. That's for active duty military. That's the COVID-19 hotline. Give you any information you want there. They've got both an automated system and a person you can speak to, whichever works out better for you. Now, there's been attacks at U.S. military bases before, but we had one in January in Pensacola. We had three sailors killed. I believe there were seven more that were wounded before they got the guy, and he was killed, taken down, 26-year-old second lieutenant in the Saudi military, who was here as a foreign exchange student learning about the American military. But what we didn't know, because we didn't properly vet them, and because we took the Saudis' word for it, we didn't know that the guy had been communicating and had been getting radicalized by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen. And when he got his opportunity to do what he did, he planned for months and months and months. He went and did what he did. Now we've had this other attack at the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi. So this is another naval installation. Is it a coincidence? I think not. Is there something going on here? Oh, you betcha. Now, we don't know, and I have still to find out from the authorities that will talk to me, we still don't know if everybody who was asked to leave the country from what happened in Pensacola, the students that they went through, they went back through and they vetted, and they found several in there that they wanted out of the country because of their political beliefs or what they found in their social media or whatever, aspiring to radical policies, they wanted them out of the country. We still don't know if they all left. What we do know about this latest incident over in Corpus Christi was the person apparently had been studying radical techniques, and his name leads us to believe that maybe he was an American Arab by descent. But again, we haven't heard anything officially from the military yet. from the NCIS or whoever it is that's handling the investigation. I believe it's FBI and NCIS when that sort of thing happens. Now, the heroine in all this was the female security officer, the naval enlisted person, who got hit in her bulletproof vest, of course, knocking her down. It would knock anybody down. That's what it does. It's like getting hit with a hammer. But she had the wherewithal to roll over and throw up the blocking gate so that this vehicle couldn't crash through the gate like it was trying to and get on the base and then God knows what whatever it was going to do. The guy had a lot of rounds of ammunition, too, I might add. But she's a hero for what she did. So what we need to do now is we need to develop a different policy. Now, I don't know, and they're not saying, or they're not this individual that did this in Corpus Christi, is a former student or whatnot. We don't know. And we don't know if he was acting on his own because they are apparently acting under the assumption that there may have been somebody else involved in this. Now, my question is still, is the somebody else connected with Pensacola in any way? Because there are some similarities. So hopefully, we'll get to the bottom of that sooner rather than later. I certainly hope so. We don't need to have people running around trying to do harm to what they believe are weak targets by what they see going on in gates and whatnot. However, looks can be deceiving sometimes. Now, the terrorism connection, as I said, at Pensacola, was Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen. I'm sure they're going to find out what the terrorism connection is here with this guy. And it may also be similar in that it may be the same group of people. And if it is, then we really, really, really got to take a long look at what those people are doing to recruit these people the way they are. We really need to take a long look. Now, veterans' isolation and stress from the coronavirus pandemic could increase their chances of suicidal thoughts. But health experts are warning that the worst impacts to their mental health could come after the immediate crisis is over. And we'll see what happens there in terms of whether or not it's going to go back to normal or what the situation is going to be. Now, the Pentagon announced the death of a U.S. soldier at the Bagram Air Base late last week. Come to find out it was a South Carolina National Guard lieutenant who died in a non-combat incident at Bagram. We don't know what that incident is yet. I'm going to try to find out and tell you in the next hour. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back here with more. The Truckers Highway Viber Report. And then Denise Simon will be up on the ladder. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's not true. That's not true.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for our military... it's time for our Trucker's Highway Imbiber Report, because I just got done doing a military segment. And it's brought to you by your great, 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 great providers at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And we're going to kick it right now.
I got the hurts coming every time. 9-9!
you, that's Back in Black, and that's a little AC/DC to get you going and get the blood up there, and maybe wake some of those guys up that are out there in the highway tonight that need to be a little shook up so they can get it going. But Back in Black, AC/DC, and that'll get it going for you. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, the rough weather, as I see it right now, all across the United States, it's still down in South Texas. Now, we have a situation down in South Texas right now. It's pretty much, it's gotten a little bit closer to being an area that's between McAllen, Brownsville, and over towards Zapata, and then straight up out of Laredo, or I'm sorry, out of McAllen and Edinburgh, if you will, up about 40, 50 miles inland. This is not along the Gulf of Mexico. This is inland right now. And it's a line of severe thunderstorms and flood watches and flood warnings that's there still right now in that area. So be careful if you're going down towards Brownsville or McAllen or down in that area. Now, over on the northeastern corner of Texas, if you're on I-30 going towards Arkansas, you're going to be in some heavy rain. There's some flood watches and warnings in that area all the way over towards Little Rock. And the western, northwestern corner of Louisiana tonight, flood watches and warnings. All of the western part of Arkansas, right straight up to Fayetteville and up there, let's see here, into the northeastern corner of Oklahoma and I-44 over to Springfield. You've got heavy rain, flood watches, flood warnings. Eastern part of Kansas, straight up out of Oklahoma, Emporia, all the way to Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. And then in Missouri, the northwestern corner and inland, about 40, 50 miles, flood watches, flood warnings, all the way down to, as I said, down to Springfield, Missouri. So there you go. And then the southern eastern part of Florida right now from about south of Daytona, about Melbourne, it looks like, about Melbourne all the way down to the Keys. You've got some rain there tonight on the east side of Florida. You've got some rain in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've got some very high heat, hot temperatures, really hot temperatures out there in the deserts of Arizona and California and going up towards Las Vegas and Tucson all the way across to Yuma on I-8 and then up on I-10 all the way across into Barstow and then when you drift on down into Ontario, you'll find more of the hot weather down in there, too. Also, inland, L.A., all the way up to Sacramento, be advised. You got some very high heat warnings there. And it looks like as if we got some scattered showers tonight, light rain showers, in Nevada, east of Reno, along I-80, all the way across to the Utah line. And then down through the central part of the state in the mountains. And then to the western part of Nevada tonight. Looks like as if we have some high winds. And winds also south of Lake Tahoe. So that's where we're at with all of this at the moment. And again, your Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Make sure when you stop by, you tell them the captain sent you, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee for that. And they'll take good care of you. Need a shower? Got you covered. Need to do your laundry? Got you covered. Need a place to take that 10-hour break? Got you covered there, too. So there you go. Pilots and the Flying J Truck Stop, the travel centers, the Pilot Travel Centers, Flying J's. Been around for a long time. Now, while we're waiting for Denise Simon to chime in here, which she should be at any moment, I'm going to tell you that this is kind of funny. A story here says divorce rates are expected to skyrocket amidst the lockdowns. We'll see how that works out. But you never know, right? You never know. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and Denise Simon is here with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there's some big talk coming out of Charlotte. The Democratic mayor up there is telling the Republican Party that they may just may not be open for the Republican convention yet. They may not be able to handle it because they may not be open. So is this, and I'm hearing these rumors out of my friends, is this where the GOP convention comes to Florida for the second time in, oh, I don't know, 8 years?
There's also chatter about going to Colorado.
Well, that would be interesting, but it would have to be where they can put the delegates, number one. And the reason I would say Florida would have the edge is one person, Ron DeSantis.
Well, look, what you want to do is you want to put it into a state that's kind of questionable in order to gain that state. That's why I don't think it would come to Florida. But we're talking about August.
Mm-hmm.
So if the governor of if the governor can't get his state in order by August, something's very wrong.
Well, they need to know, like, in the next couple of weeks, they can't mess around because of the security and all that stuff, based on what
sure.
I know took place in 2012 here in Tampa.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But they're talking, believe it or not, Tampa is one of the things, and the names, and the other one is Orlando. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Yep. Now, I will say this. The president yesterday was very busy. He went to Maryland. He went to Virginia for Memorial Day ceremonies. When he went to Arlington... that was a rather interesting ceremony they had there because I noticed they had some people around him that had the black masks on, some of the members of the old guard, amongst other people that were not marching, the guard duty there, but people that were like the ushers and whatnot. So it's kind of interesting to see how the military is adapting to all of this, because I saw some of that myself yesterday where I was at. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour news coming up. Yeah, let your stations identify themselves and all that. And when we come back, there is a U.S. company that is benefiting to the tune of $388 million. We'll tell you about it with some new trials on a vaccine that's going to start out down in Australia. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.